From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Sam Rink. We have Danny Pfaff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Sam. It's great to be here. We have mixed to slightly higher trade in early action. September corn up 2 cents at 480 3/4. December up 2.5 at 506. And soybeans near unchanged at 1236.5 on the November contract. September wheat down 1 3/4 at 681. And the July new crop wheat down 2.5 at 720.5. Last check, the Dow Jones rebounding from yesterday's losses up 353 points at 53,112. The big news here this week is Proformer Crop Tour has been making its way through the Corn Belt and finding, generally speaking, lower yields than expected. They did release the Minnesota estimate last night. They said the state of Minnesota, which they really only travel that southern portion of Minnesota, at 199 for a state yield. That compares to 202.86 last year. And the three-year average is 183. So that was down slightly. Nothing extreme there. Minnesota soybean pod count, not too bad at 1,257 in a 3x3-foot area. That's right at the... that's a little better than last year, but those pods need to fill out, of course, on the soybeans. Iowa, they came in just shy of 194 for a state yield last year. They predicted 198.43, and that's a little bit above the three-year average. Pod counts on beans, 1,362. That's just below last year. But overall, soybean potential has generally trended not too bad from what I can tell. Talking with people in my travels, I just saw my first field locally starting to turn on soybeans, on some early planted beans. So that would indicate, you know, maybe at earliest September 15th to September 20th harvest activity here in our south central Illinois area. Yesterday, we tested the 2026 high at 506.25, and we're near there right now on December corn. So really impressive price action on corn as we make our way through some of these Proformer Crop Tour estimates. That's provided some underlying support as the U.S. crop yields are generally trending a little bit lower, specifically on corn, and demand has continued to really impress on the domestic front. And then export sales continue to be really solid. We got some nice export sales this morning announced. 8 million bushels of corn to unknown, 26.1 million bushels of soybeans to China, and 26.4 million bushels of soybeans to unknown. So we're watching closely the purchase meter as China works towards getting to that commitment made or amount of soybeans to be purchased here this year. They're about a third of the way to that target, 25 million metric tons for this year. Proformer does typically come in lower than USDA. It's just kind of their MO. That's just kind of how it works. But it's provided some nice fodder for the bulls here as they get a tremendous amount of samples throughout the Corn Belt. Looking ahead, I got a couple questions. You know, is this rally on corn really hurting ARC and PLC potential? I don't think so, because we're mostly price set from the 2025 and those payments will go out early October. It is probably hurting potential for 2026. But if we're getting fair prices in the open market, some of the specifically PLC won't claim, ARC County won't claim either, if you at least have average yields in your county and the prices trend upward. So, reminder, we don't have a timeline for that decision to be made on ARC and PLC yet for 2026. That is still to be determined. I would speculate probably sometime this winter they'll have to pick ARC or PLC. So that'll be a really important task to simulate what kind of county yields you experienced and what the market looks like later this winter to pick the best option for 2026 on ARC and PLC. So looking ahead, we'll get our next WASDE report second week of September. We'll see if they make any adjustments that we've seen here in Proformer, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, we'll take the rally, and I hope everyone has an awesome weekend.